Even a small kindness helps things get better for yourself and for all of us. Let's go kind together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program contains material suitable for mature audiences only. Yay!
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Hi.
So, you can't hear anything? Maybe switch the headphones. That's a great way to start, isn't it? Maybe that's where they were switched.
Yeah, just go.
Okay. So, have you noticed, Face Girl, that in a Boston accent, Barb and Bob sound alike?
How so?
Hey, Bob. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm a little sleepy, but I'm also a little horny, so I was thinking maybe going to get some cack and some caffy.
Ah, cack and caffy. I love that. I'm going to get some cack for my bathroom, and then I'm going to get some cack in my bathroom. Know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Oh, yeah, I know. So how do you like a caffy?
Light and sweet. So mature.
So mature.
So mature.
So damn mature.
Bunch of adults. That fucking guy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, just hanging at the moment, Jamie Arroyo.
Arroyo.
Who hosts Welcome to Our House right before this show on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Like good tunes, listen, and then stick around for us.
My girlfriend was digging your tunes last week, Jamie, because we were listening to the show because I was calling in.
So we're listening to your show before.
She's digging your tunes.
Nice.
Catherine's got great boobs.
Got great boobs, Jamie
Thank
said.
You. They're out.
She does, and they are out. They're right there.
Yeah. On a table.
My eyes are here.
Yeah.
Your tits are there.
I should just draw eyes on them.
Yeah, you should.
Hey, four eyes. Don't leave. We love you.
Would you please to read the Craigslist ad that I emailed you? Yeah, we're getting ready for the ass party game. But first, she needs to read that Craigslist ad.
Oh, I've got it ready.
Okay, let's hear it.
Craving a tomboy or lesbian stud dyke. M4W does not know his audience. Right off the bat. Here's a teeny chubby. It looks like a bit of a Tootsie Roll.
Not a nice looking penis.
No, I definitely would. I would assume that it's got some STIs at the least.
Definitely.
Yeah, look, it's got that look. Look at that.
Yeah, it's got problems.
It's like a drink after it starts to separate.
Like a piece of bologna that is half bad.
Yeah, it's a half bad piece of bologna. And it looks like it's not more than 4, maybe 5 inches. Yeah,
he's packing 4.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's his good angle.
Yeah.
I want to meet tonight, make out, molest a woman, and have rough, kinky sex till we both satisfied. Reply with a pic, kick, stats, and I can host. Change the subject to tomboy so I know you're not spam. I'm D&D free. Dominant, kinky, and ready to meet. Would like to host and enjoy a sub, butch woman, roughly. Kick Shadow Maximus, M for WW, ambitious.
Yeah, looking for 2.
Yeah.
You get 2 inches each, girls.
Yeah. Y'all don't spend it in one place.
So ask.
He never does drugs, status single, age 32. HIV, HSV, HPV negative, ethnicity Puerto Rican, but I knew that from the penis color. And he weighs 230 and his body is big.
Yeah, he's big.
But not his dick.
Yeah. Okay, ask party game.
Yeah.
Anytime we say
in a big body.
Love take care, you. Jamie. Anytime we say ass, if you're a drinker, take a sip.
Yeah.
If you like the marijuana, take a puff.
Puff.
If you like the cocaine,
take a little rub on your gums.
A little rub on your gums.
Little bumpy bump.
If you don't do drugs at all and you're this guy, if we say ass, you'll
get slapped in the face.
If we say asshole, take two sips. Or if you're this guy,
oh man, just get rejected real hard. By a lesbian who clearly is not looking for a man with a tiny penis.
No, to dominate.
Yeah.
A lesbian. You know, I think I'm going to try men.
Yeah.
Let me look on Craigslist.
You know what? This guy. You know what? I love when my coffee separates when I haven't had it fast enough. Or like a milkshake that just starts to separate. That's what I want in a man.
If we say ass fuck, take three sips.
Or, you know, get arrested for raping a lesbian.
Die alone.
Yeah,
die alone. Die alone.
Yeah. I am very proud of myself for guessing the ethnicity based on the penis alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, it wasn't that hard.
It was not. I mean, no. Actually, it was fully hard, but very unimpressive.
Very unimpressive.
Yeah. That's definitely a straight to butt sex penis.
Say the secret word. Win a prize.
God, cock.
This week,
cock
it is
slut.
A marijuana cigarette.
Vulva, malva, coke whore.
Which means you're going to be hearing...
Give me a fucking hint.
No hints.
Stormy
until,
leather.
No hints until...
Bazooms. Breast, tits.
Until after the top 10
titty
list.
Fuck.
Speaking of Stormy Leather, you saw her last week.
Yeah.
And?
Oh my God.
I said something about her sitting on your face, and you said maybe it would happen.
Did I?
Yes.
Was I still delirious?
You were still delirious.
My favorite moment was I put on my guy voice. I was like, hey, you want to come outside and watch me smoke? And she was like, maybe. I was like, yeah. Then I knew I had to walk away and not say another word. And then she came outside.
And like all day I'm getting, she said maybe. She said maybe. And I'm like, maybe to what? Maybe to ask, maybe to sit on your face? No. She said maybe. And I finally got watching you smoke a cigarette on the balcony.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
She said maybe.
So hot. So before all that happened, Velocity and I were outside talking, chatting, and smoking. And then Stormy comes into the all window door, all glass door. And she like pulls her dress all the way up above her head and starts shaking her boobs and putting it against the...
Shaking it.
Yeah. And putting it against the glass. And then Velocity's like, open the door. And I'm like, no, she'll stop. And she's like, you whore. I'm like, yep. And then during the whole show, I could not really speak. And at one point I was telling a story about how these junkies were dying. Like one of them was potentially dying of a heroin overdose and how I had to call an ambulance. I was mid-sentence in whatever part of that story. Then Stormy said something and then Femme Appeal, amazing performer, was like, wait, what? What were you saying? You said, and then she repeated the sentence back to me up to the part where I fell off. And I just, with this big glowing smile, I'm like, I have no idea at all. And I was so busy just listening and looking at Stormy like, yeah.
You like her?
No. No, she's just my forever. She's just forever my screensaver on my phone.
Yeah, she is.
But she approved it.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I originally just had her and now I have her with her words underneath.
What the hell was that?
Just breathing. Just a breathing exercise.
So earlier this week, Face Girl texts me that her roommate had just left. And that means she's going to go for that fucking lipstick masturbator.
The womanizer.
The womanizer.
Yeah.
You can look that up. Womanizer masturbation device if you don't
so
listen.
Good.
It's like this amazing thing. And she goes, how long until I... Well, whatever. How long until I get the lipstick?
Yeah.
2 seconds later, I call her.
Like a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Like a jerk.
Yeah, and she's like, hello?
What do you want?
Am I interrupting?
Yeah. I just pulled up the video that my friend sent me and said, don't watch this. You'll hate it. Which I knew was code for, like, this is exactly what you're into.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so then I reported back to him. I'm like, well, let me tell you, that was so terrible. I couldn't even finish watching the whole thing. He's like, yeah, I haven't gotten through it yet either. Took me a few times to get through it all.
It's like when I discovered Max Hardcore.
What's that?
Oh, you don't know who this guy is?
No.
He is just, he is the one person I know of who has gone to jail for porn.
Why?
For obscenity. What is this?
It's the song Womanizer.
Nice.
By Britney. So wait, what did he go to jail for?
Well, he was kind of set up. So for obscenity to stick, it has to be beyond, you know, it has to do with community guidelines. Mm-hmm. So the FBI,
like the ones,
or whoever
that we blow
was,
past all the time.
Yeah. So they found like the most conservative town possible, and the FBI had Max Hardcore DVDs mailed to them at that town. So they had to be tried at that town by that town's community standards.
Wait, who sent them there? The actual police sent them there?
No, Max Hardcore mailed DVDs. It was the FBI. They were setting up a sting.
Oh, so they ordered them in that town?
Correct.
Okay.
And so once they were mailed to that town, you know, then they were charged, he was charged with obscenity, and it went to trial in that super conservative town.
Wow.
Yes.
And then
he did some time.
How much?
I don't know, like 4 years or something.
Oh my God, that sucks.
But his stuff is sick. His stuff is really gross.
Like what kind of sick?
Like you watch one and you're like, oh my God, this is so awful. I have to see what else this guy is doing.
Oh yeah, what else?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't like the cops setting people up for failure.
No.
Like I've definitely been, all right, so I was in Central Park. Have I told you this yet? And I saw like a purse in Central Park, just alone next to a bench. So I run up to the purse and I look around for like, I identify the purse and I decide what the person who owns this purse might look like. I'm like, it's probably an older woman. And I start looking at all the older women. I'm like, excuse me, is this your purse? Is this your purse? Asking people if it's their purse. Some dude walks up to me. He's like, it's my purse. And I'm like, no, it's not. Sorry. And I was going to put it in like a post box or something.
Right.
And then he takes this lanyard out on like the, whatever the dog chain is that like,
yeah,
is that a dog chain? And then these are tags, right? On a dog chain?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So anyway, he takes his lanyard out and he shows me that he's a cop. And then I give him the purse. And for the longest time, I thought I had interrupted a drug bust or something. Like, hi, you know, yeah, farted out.
I just farted.
Out your ass.
Out my ass.
Rub that cocaine on your gums.
That was a real one.
Yeah. But then I realized it was, somebody pointed out that it was probably just like a purse snatching, operation, like a,
yes,
like a sting to, yeah, catch purse snatchers. How rude is that?
Yeah, that's not really fair.
It's not. If nobody's near it, it shouldn't be illegal to
now,
just take it.
If you're posed, if you're dressed up as like an old person,
yeah,
like an old woman, and you have a purse,
mm-hmm,
and you're trying to get a purse snatcher, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fair, because you're actually stealing from a human being rather,
exactly,
than picking something up off the ground that clearly nobody has, you know what I mean?
Now, let's say it was me, right? And I pick up the purse and I'm walking probably to the nearest police station.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Are they
arrest
gonna,
you?
They're going to arrest me. And then I got to explain.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I was taking this to a post box or to a police station. You know, that happened. Like, I found a wallet with money. It was like covered, like so thick with bills. And there was a deposit slip from a Chase bank, and it said $800 that they had taken out, a withdrawal of $800. So I'm going to assume that it was $800 in 20s because it was a lot. Then I looked for an ID, and I was like, I could put it in the mailbox, but this is kind of a lot of cash. And then I realized it was a cop. So I was like, okay, this is really easy. I'm just going to call the local precinct, find, you know, whatever, give it to them. They'll figure it out. And in class, these cops came to me in class, but I had told people what was going on because they're like, why did cops just come? And then when I told them what happened, they're like, why didn't you keep it? What is wrong with you?
Like, wait, the cops said that?
No, the people in my class. The cops were like, you're really honest, like in like a, you're a fucking idiot kind of way. You know what I mean? And then the guy that lost the wallet with the money in it called me and left a message on my voicemail thanking me. But I don't know if he also thought I was an idiot for giving it back to him. But everybody was judging me for like giving it back. And the only thing that would make me think to keep it is the fact that he was a cop. Like, I wasn't scared that he was a cop. The fact that he was a cop was what made me think maybe I should keep this money.
And return the rest.
What? The wallet?
Yeah. You know,
take the cash out, throw it in the mailbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But no, I don't know. My karma's clean.
Will you pull up the article, please? Former Marine learns lesson.
Ooh, this sounds like that porno I watched. Just kidding. It wasn't about the Marines. It was about a camping trip.
There's a video attached.
Okay, so yeah. I don't even have to read
it. So you don't have to read it, no. So basically this Marine, he said the word fuck around his two-year-old,
mm-hmm.
and this is what he's dealing with now.
This one, right?
Yeah. He's driving his car.
Fuck. His face. Fuck. He's hilarious. Fuck. Oh, that last one.
Oh, there's a better one. Fuck!
It's poop.
It's poop.
It's up there with that kid.
So this guy is filming himself, and he's got this beleaguered look. Yeah. Like, what did I do? What the fuck did I fucking do?
Like, this is my fault. I can't say anything. I don't know what to do. I'm exhausted. Wow, that's hilarious.
Go ahead.
That is not what I expected from the title. Wow. Somebody told me not to teach an animal to ask for food because that's all they'll do. And then he told me this story about how this woman was working with gorillas and teaching them language, whatever. And then she taught one food, and then all it would say was food, and they had to fire her. I don't know if it's true, but it's still a good story.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
I like that story. Fuck!
Fuck.
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 Potato puffs. Potato puffs. I went to Fire Island.
Yeah.
Last weekend, Face Girl hosted for me. Yeah. Yeah, I was doing some boning.
Balls.
So, my girlfriend was running a little late, and she suggested we meet at Penn Station. And that would be a change in the plan.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And that would be me going to Penn Station alone.
Mm-mm. Double fuck.
During a change of plans.
Fuck!
So... So I was like, why don't we just stay with the plan we have? We can get a later train. It's okay. And you know, she was very, like, she had a panic attack at some point because she just was having trouble finding her clothes and stuff to pack. She had worked two doubles in a row. She was tired. All
so don't bring
stuff.
Clothes, honey.
Yeah.
No gas.
And then she goes, she said, we have to tell Nancy. She figured it out. She's like, oh, you couldn't go there alone. She's like, oh, yeah, I know you.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. Lifelong New Yorker, can't go to fucking Penn Station. One subway.
Lunatic.
The number one.
Fucking lunatic. You could take the ACE too.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
I can't because I backed out the number one.
To Herald Square, so you can just walk a block.
Jesus.
You can just walk there. It's not even that big of a walk. It's like 30 minutes.
Ugh, that changes the whole plan.
So did she come to you?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Because she realized once we were at Penn Station, and then even with her there, you know, me being crazy, you know, I get the darty eyes and shit.
Oh, God.
You know, like the Al Pacino darty eyes.
I saw you having the darty eyes when you came in, you darty eyes. You got darty eyes.
Yeah, sometimes I get the darty eyes.
I think you were looking for that pizza boy.
The LIIR, no one fucking knew what they were doing there. You look at the board, it says, you know, track one, you go down to track one, and then it says it's going somewhere else, but it is going because you changed it to Jamaica, but we didn't know that. It just gave us a different destination. So we asked a conductor who wasn't on that train, but he was on the opposite one. He's like, I don't think it's going there. And it was.
Fucking jerks.
So we had to go to the information booth to be goddamn sure.
Oh my God. So you had to go from the track back up to the information booth, back down to the track.
To a different track. We got a later train. Okay. Finally got
just because of all the questions.
But we still, you know, did finally get to the ferry that was that it was
the
it
last
was the sunset
one?
Ferry. No, it was the sunset ferry. So nice. The sun is we're in the fucking water and the sun is setting. So that was great. Like once we got to the ferry, everything was fantastic.
Fuck.
Fuck. My girlfriend
fuck.
She was drinking some whiskey on the train.
Just some.
Just some.
A little bit.
Drinking whiskey like the way I do after 9 p.m.
Okay. Like you're, the world's about to end and fuck it. I'm not going to watch it sober. Fuck my liver.
So we get there and fortunately she wasn't visibly drunk on the ferry.
To your drunk ass.
No, I was pacing myself.
Yeah.
Because in what is tense situations for me.
Right. Leaving the house.
Yes. I want to be in as much control as possible. So I was not drinking very much. So she was not visibly drunk on the ferry, which is great, you know, because they wouldn't have let her on.
Really? Because I feel like we were drinking on the ferry.
Well, maybe. But you're going to a different party.
The gay pad.
Yeah, you're going to the party's over.
Party's over. Why don't you understand? Just what I need. More energy.
So, and also on the LIRR, we had a little electronic cigarette because I can't go that long.
Yeah.
And in that situation without some tobacco.
It fucks up your routine.
And she took a drag a little too much. Coughed this bit like I had like a shirt to blow in the vape into so no one could tell. She just coughs, sees it, I mean it's obvious, game over, whatever. So now that you know we're clearly freaks.
Yeah, you guys are going to the wrong part of Fire Island.
We hear the person behind us, like to the right of us and behind us, this woman, this guy goes, I'm gonna make a nice dinner tonight. And the woman goes, great, the food sucks at rehab.
Yeah.
He was right out of rehab.
Fuck yeah. This is like better than the psych ward.
And the guy to the right of us, he starts watching porn on his phone. Not hardcore, just someone stripping.
Yeah.
And he's bouncing.
Yeah, he
and
is.
He's like going, oh yeah, them titties.
Yes, really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh my God. You did this.
It's we
you,
did this.
You did that yes, to the D did. Train. You did it to the Long Island Railroad.
Yes, indeed.
There's something in your pheromones that makes people just be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's just do what we want.
Yeah.
Hedonism.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
So okay, so now we sunset on the ferry. Lucille befriends a couple of cute kids because she's great with kids. So we get
you
to
you just said her name.
No, I didn't.
Stupid.
No, that's not her name. That's
I know
her
it's
fake
not
name.
Her name. It's her fake name.
It's her fake name for the show. Take a drink.
So what happens when Lucy from Charlie, Snoopy?
And, well, you know. And
you're just so fucked up now. Your whole routine was broken. You're like, that's
it. Damn it.
Quit. I quit. Fuck everything.
Fuck it.
Fuck.
All right. So anyway,
she befriends some kids.
We get to the house.
This person who's not name, no name.
And Nancy had made a nice tuna casserole.
Ew.
I know. No one likes tuna casserole but me.
Gross. Oh my God. Is that like cat food?
No.
Is it a casserole?
Yes.
Casserole is like a weird thing. Do you know what my experience with casserole is? Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. That's what I picture. Do you remember that scene in the movie?
No.
All right. Well, also tuna. Ugh, God. Tuna casserole. That sounds terrible.
So my girlfriend Jennifer.
Nancy's awesome, but yes. Tuna casserole sounds gross.
So my girlfriend Jennifer.
Right.
She's not really eating. She's just doing that. You know when you've drank a certain amount. Sometimes, like when you first drink a little bit, you get an appetite, but when you drink a certain amount, you just want to keep drinking and you don't want to eat. So she's doing the thing where she's just moving her food around the plate kind of thing. Nancy calls her out on it. Like, you're just moving the food around the plate. And I know a person who has been drinking and they're just moving. You got to eat something.
Oh. Wait, she was with you?
Who?
Nancy was with you?
Nancy and Stephen own the house.
I know, but I didn't know they went with you.
They were there already.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Yeah. So also, they're doing some construction on the house. There, you got to be very careful when you're going up and down the ramp to the house. Nancy had told us this. So we finish our dinner. We decide to go take a walk to the beach. She runs down the ramp, which has a curve to it, and misses the curve.
Yeah. I'm like, this is about to get stupid. Yeah,
she took a fall. And there are big-ass rocks that you could have... The hell is that?
That's luggage.
Better not be rats. Fucking rat ran over my foot. You're so scared of them. Rat ran over my foot.
When did that happen?
Upstairs.
Just
right
now?
Before the show. Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
They heard you talking shit.
Fucking rat. Anyway, so...
I'm going to bring them food next time.
So she... She takes a fall. We're not there like, we've been there like maybe an hour and a half. She's already taken a fall.
Graceful. The grace of a gazelle.
Nancy had told us, don't just stay on the steps to the beach. Don't go because there are like these sand flies that are all bitey and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just not a good idea. We get to the beach side of Fire Island. And she goes, I want to go in the water.
Of course.
It's late. It's dark. She's drunk. There are all these fucking storms that have gone through, so the tide is strong as fuck. And I'm like, Jennifer.
Yeah, that's her real name.
Shut up. Shut up.
What's the secret word?
Don't go in the water. Please.
Yeah,
I'm
Jennifer.
Begging you. This is the one thing I'm begging you. And she gets back at me. She goes, this is the one thing I'm begging you that I want to do. She goes, so we're a catch 22. So, what could I do? So she goes, I'm staying where I'm staying. And so I can't see her. And I'm like standing there. I'm like, wow, not only is she going to die, but this is going to be the third time in a row that I've been to Fire Island and didn't get laid. No, I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, penis.
My concern
first.
Was completely for her.
Nope. It's for your penis.
Completely for her.
Penis.
Fortunately, she came back very quickly and she said there were consequences. The ocean stole my glasses. She didn't try to swim. She just sat there. A big wave came, pulled her glasses right off her face. Prescription glasses, $300.
It's funny you should say that. I think I lost my sunglasses just now.
Damn.
Did I have sunglasses when you came to meet me?
I don't remember.
Damn. I never leave the house without them.
So that night, she pretty much passes out early, about 9:30. And we have this standing agreement that we can do anything to each other sexually when the other person's asleep. Thus far, she's the only one who had taken advantage of that. She works a later shift. She'll be over at my place. I might fall asleep early and before her, and she'll want some dick, and doesn't matter that I'm sleeping, she gets some dick. Now, it's definitely different when with a man and a woman. So I text Face Girl,
yeah.
And I said, I need advice. Before I even said what I needed advice for, you wrote back, in the butt.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep. So I texted... my girlfriend, I said the whole thing, yeah. About the pre-consent and all that. And you said, video it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I didn't video it. I didn't do it in the butt. But I did the sleepy sex fantasy. She woke up at some point. She was totally into it. There were no problems. Except the next day she said, yeah, you should have videotaped it.
Yeah, exactly. I was right.
You were right. On Sunday... We're watching the sunset on the bay, and we see the kids that she made friends with on the ferry.
Yeah.
This little 3-year-old, observant as fuck, she comes up to her, to Jennifer, and she's like, I remember you from the ferry. Where'd your glasses go?
Aww.
Anyway, there's a lot more that happened, but it's time for our top 10 list.
Are you kidding already?
Already.
That's insane.
We are at the halfway point. There's this really cute kid that was playing. This was on Sunday. We went to a little park on the bay. And these kids were putting a game together. And the guy that the kid that was organizing it said, "Who wants to be a boss and who wants to be a sorcerer?" But this girl, about 8 to 10 years old, says, "I want to be a boss during the day and an evil sorceress at night." Okay,
no, why can't I be?
Why can't I be? Oh, so you knew this?
Yeah, I've been bored this whole time.
You've been bored this whole time.
Yeah, your whole story. No, I'm just kidding. I've heard it all.
That's right. You've heard everything because you're on. You guys are social media things together.
You already told me, you drunkard.
All right, whatever.
All right. Are we? What is it?
I don't know.
I've got it queued. By the way, my glasses are on my door.
Okay.
Where I leave them.
I don't know why. I've never watched this show.
What show?
Mike and Molly.
Okay.
It's the top 10 Mike and Molly episode titles that could be porn.
And for those of you listening at home, you know how to play.
What kind of porn is it? Number 10. Mike and the Tees.
Aw, blue ball porn.
Blue ball porn.
And dick shaming.
Number 9. The Princess and the Troll.
Is that real?
Yeah.
All right, so this is if I ever did a porn with my troll.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's It'll never happen.
Number 8, Molly in the Middle.
Oh, nice. So this is, you know, MWM. MMM.
Number 7, Mike on Molly Gets Pegged.
Nope.
Nope.
Nice try.
Number 7, The Last Temptation of Mike.
Okay. I think this is going to be some fun gay stuff right before he gets married.
Nice.
Yeah.
Number 6, Gone Cheating.
Yeah?
Yep.
Nice. Cuck porn.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my cock and my cock.
Now, this one, I know what it is. Number 5.
Yeah.
Peg O' My Heart Attack.
Huh?
This is me.
Yeah.
Getting pegged to death. Did a little too much the things.
Rush. A little too much rush.
That isn't it? Isn't
and
that
you what died doing what attack? You love, just like Jacqueline.
Yes.
Hello?
Number 4. Sex, Lies, and Helicopters.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Really? You know what? Even though it's got sex in the title, it doesn't imply porn immediately.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, like Sex, Lies, and Helicopters. Like, I don't know, I guess you're fucking the helicopter guy to get a ride.
That'll work. But there has to be a lie in there. Oh, and then you lie about
your
what you're doing.
You lie about your
penis. You lie about your penis. Number 3, Sex and Death.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is like old porn, like people with like young women, old men.
Nice. Or that's Peg of My Heart Attack.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically part one of that. Or part two.
Part two. Number 2, Poker in the Front, Looker in the Back.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And what in the back?
Looker.
Look.
Looker.
Look.
L-O-O-K-E-R.
Looker. All right, so it's somebody with a nice butt, but you still have front sex.
Nice. Number 1, Mike and Molly episode title that could be porn. They shoot asses, don't they?
Really?
Yeah.
That's real?
Yeah.
All right, so it's coming on butts.
Yeah. Here's the ones that didn't make the list. Pie Fight. Not sure why
that's
even there. Yeah. Immaculate Deception. 8 is enough.
Inches. There have been a lot of those.
This Old Peggy. Me again.
Yeah, you. You're an old Peggy.
3 Girls and an Urn.
Oh. Oh. That's viral for all the wrong reasons.
Is that half porn? Too soon.
Ooh, good.
Too soon.
So many things I'm finding out that I didn't think I thought I knew differently.
Rich Man, Poor Girl. Molly Unleashed.
Nice.
Yeah, that's like everyone's doing Molly.
Yeah.
It's a big orgy. And Spring Break.
Nice.
Folks, if you like what you're listening to, and you want to support Radio Free Brooklyn, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge.
I didn't do that last week.
No, you didn't.
Too busy having an awesome time.
Shut up!
So much fun!
You want to support this show?
No, go to rfb.ny.cry.
rfb.ny/ass. Listen to last week's episode and then you'll say, oh yeah, this is something I want to support.
Yeah, just listen to the last one.
I was so mad at you.
I know. You sent me a fuck you text. I was so happy.
So pissed.
So good.
Because you're supposed to do a competent job.
Uh-huh.
Technically. Right. Which you didn't.
No. Not even a little. But you had the same problem today that I had.
The headphone thing.
Yeah.
But you weren't supposed to do, I mean, fuck you.
Thank you. Thanks.
So do you want to talk about Hugh Hefner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't understand. Right now, okay,
history. Yeah, I'm taking your approach. I'm like, okay, Hef came up.
Yeah.
You know, let's explore it a bit instead of sticking to the goddamn rigid schedule.
Oh, you want
to
hear the saddest part? A lot of those things were in my notes for the schedule. I just found a way to naturally push them into the conversation. I know.
Were they?
Yeah, they were. I could show you my notes, and they're all in there. Yeah, how does that feel?
Terrible.
Yeah. Seamlessly. But yeah.
Hugh Hefner was in my notes.
He was?
Here's your hint for the secret word.
Damn it.
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
Yes.
Toilet
paper. I didn't make it easy. No, I'm fucking mad at you.
You're so mad. I want that fucking thing. Oh my God. Toilet paper. See, I'm so busy with this Hef thing. I can't even think.
All right, keep it in the back of your mind. And not even close.
It's not sexual, is it?
Could be to some people.
Oh my God. Two ply? One ply?
Doesn't matter.
No ply?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, it's not about toilet paper. TP? Oh man. Bathroom? Water sports?
Hugh Hefner.
All right. Fuck. All right. So, you know the Marilyn Monroe thing?
Yes.
How did you, in history, know the story? Because I think I know it very differently than what I'm hearing right now.
That he obtained a set of photographs that Marilyn Monroe took when she was very much struggling.
Mm-hmm.
She did not use her real...
It was Mona.
Yeah, she didn't use her... I mean, Norma Jean was her real name, but she didn't use Marilyn Monroe.
Right. It was Mona Monroe.
Mona Monroe. Once she got famous, she was hoping that they would go away.
Disappear, yeah.
And she was very, very upset when they came out. It could have had a very difficult... It could have made her... It could have fucked up her career. It didn't. But, you know, she's already depressed.
Mm-hmm. How'd that turn out? I'm just kidding. Too soon. Still too soon.
Still too soon. So what else did you...
I knew the whole story differently, or so I thought. Because right now I'm hearing that he released it and he was a jerk for releasing it. But what I thought I knew up until this week was that somebody found these pictures and she decided that she was going to release them.
Oh, no.
Through Playboy as like a fuck you. I'm going to have control over this. And then she released them through Playboy, that Playboy and her worked together to release them.
Nope.
And apparently that's not what happened. Is that what happened with Vanessa Williams? Like, because why did I misunderstand that piece of history? That's huge misunderstanding.
I don't know.
Is this another Berenstain Bears situation? Is this the Sinbad Genie movie?
I don't know.
Is this the Mandela effect?
I don't know.
Because I remember it being different. Like, somebody found it and it could have ruined her career and they were going to release it. And then she beat them to the punch and released it through Playboy. But apparently that's not what happened. And apparently he's a shitheel for what he did. That is not what I knew. And I don't know where I got that information or why I thought I knew that for all these years, because I've known, air quotes, known that.
I don't know, but I don't think that Playboy would have been what it is had he not done that, for better or for worse, which has become very debatable over the past week. You know, was he good for women? Was he good for the sexual revolution? Or was he terrible?
I'm also curious what role, if any, he had in the Larry Flint shooting. Or just Larry Flint's problems.
I don't think he had any role.
But it's curious to me that Larry Flint had problems and Playboy didn't. Like that Hustler had problems and Playboy was okay.
Oh, no, that's not true.
It's not?
No, it's not. Hold on. Let me pull something up here in a seamless way.
Wipe. Wiping. What? Oh, my God. UTI? Oh, God. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Wiping is somewhere around there.
Okay. Shit, piss, wiping, pooping, peeing.
On June 4th, 1963, Hefner was arrested for promoting obscene literature after an issue of Playboy that featured nude shots of Jane Mansfield was published. The case went... I'm not making this up. The case went to trial and resulted in a hung jury.
Nice.
Nice.
Hung. Yeah.
So mature.
So mature. Okay, so wiping is involved?
Wiping's involved.
Diapers? Wiping diapers? Diapers, wiping.
Do you want to smell this?
I already smelled it when you were smoking.
Did. Yeah, you did.
Oh, God. I'll smell it again. Wipe. Fuck, back to front, front to back. Toilet paper flushing. Oh, give me another hint. Come on. Wiping.
What else, Hef?
Okay, so like the whole Holly.
Bring that back over here.
Oh, it's mine.
No, it's not.
It's gonna be.
Give it back to the platypus.
Oh. Damn platypus. You don't get to keep that platypus. It's mine.
On radio, that made no sense whatever.
Yeah, there's a platypus in here. And he's holding my prize.
There is a platypus. Maybe take a picture. We could start doing that interactive thing, you know?
Yeah.
So here's the platypus holding the joint.
Yeah.
Put it up on the Facebook thing.
Wiping. God damn it. Is it more than one word?
My mom had gone to the Playboy Club. Because she's done everything cool.
Yeah.
And
she had you, shitheads.
She said it wasn't as racy as she thought it would be.
Oh my God, she came there ready. My mom also would go there. And I have a little orange ashtray from the Playboy Club that I'm very proud of owning. Or at least I think I still am.
Okay, speaking of ashtrays, I was thinking about this. Okay, there are studies that have shown that when the cost of cigarettes go up in New York, the number of smokers go down. Bullshit.
Really?
Yeah, total bullshit. Because when it goes up, people like me, we look for the $8 places where the cigarettes come from Virginia.
Yeah.
And they're sold illegally here in New York. And that network just gets stronger. So studies have shown when cigarette prices go up in New York City, the number of Virginia smokers skyrockets.
Is it a cum rag?
Skyrockets.
Cum rag?
What does that have to, no.
Fuck, what were you even saying?
That when cigarette prices go up in New York, smokers in Virginia increase dramatically.
Oh, nice.
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 I know what this means.
Very nice.
It's not cum rag, cum towel.
Like no one has noticed this yet. I should just tell you what it is.
Yeah. But
yeah, but then you won't get
no.
it.
No. Then give me another hint.
Give you another hint.
Cleaning jizz off. Masturbating. Baby wipes.
Blue Raz.
Blue Raz. Anal prolapse?
Different words. Blue and Raz.
So anal prolapse? Blue Raz. Shits.
Two different words.
The shits? Diarrhea? Farts?
Not
sharts?
Even close. Not even close. Will you pull up that other thing
no.
I sent you?
Your clues suck. Blue Raz. How is this not a blue waffle? How does blue raspberry, blue Raz? It's a concentration.
You just said blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
So why did I only say blue and Raz and toilet paper?
Because raspberry is the word. White raspberry? Raspberry?
Young boy accidentally swallows a party hooter. If you haven't seen this yet, and I hope you haven't.
What is a party hooter?
You know, it's one of those, meh, meh. You know, you blow into it. And
okay.
It goes,
is it a video?
Yeah. So this kid swallows this thing, and the doctor records this.
Hello, ma.
Now that's the sound of the kid inhaling.
Breathing.
Again.
Again?
Yeah, you got to do it twice.
Okay. Oh my God.
Google it, folks. Kids, tonight at 10 p.m., there's a premiere of a new show on Animal Planet called My Big Fat Pet Makeover.
What?
Yes.
What is it?
It's like fat cats and fat dogs, and they get some guy in there. They get him on a diet and exercise routine. I mean, come on. Fat pets.
Aww.
What?
It's so sad.
It's great.
Raspberry wipes. White berries. What? Boysenberries, frankenberries, raspberries. God damn it, white berries.
Okay, I'm going to try to make it as fucking easy for you as possible because we have less than 12 minutes left.
Do that.
Toilet paper, berry.
Dingleberry.
Ding, ding, ding!
Yeah, I think I said dingleberry.
You did not.
I did. I totally said dingleberry.
Could I have made it easier for her, anybody? Ridiculous. Toilet paper berry.
Give me that, you fucking platypus.
Made it so easy for you.
I think I said dingleberry.
You did not say dingleberry.
I think when you said toilet paper, I said dingleberry.
You did not.
We'll play it back.
Yeah, we will.
Fuck it, we'll do it on the fly.
If you said dingleberry.
I got another one.
You got another one.
Yeah, three.
No, not three.
I tried. I'm never going to get my orchids for going to the sex party because I haven't talked to that person in forever.
You don't like fat cats?
I do, but I mean, it's sad to fat shame these animals. It's like my 300-pound life for animals.
600-pound life.
Oh, is it 600?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that does make sense.
That's never going to fucking cut it these days.
That's just people. Okay.
It's just people these days.
Fair enough. My 600-pound life. There's a thing on the subway where a man is wearing a chili suit, and I don't understand it.
Me either. Sex robot breaks because it was molested too much at a convention.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Did emotionally I send you that? Breaks? No.
Oh,
maybe. Let me see. I think there's one that I can't see, so it could be that one. It broke?
It broke.
Damn.
Just overly molested. At a convention.
I see cream pied something waffles. Sex robot.
Cream filled penises.
Yeah. Sex robot display model molested so much it breaks before anyone can actually use it. Is this something to read or?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. A sex doll was so heavily molested by eager men it broke before anyone could actually use it. Or use it privately anyway. We're not entirely sure what happened to Samantha, but its
Samantha,
owner. Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. I know a girl named Sam Blow, but its owner complained that the 3,000-pound, as in money, robot was left heavily soiled after being exhibited at a tech fair. Developer Sergey Santos from Barcelona, Spain, says visitors to the Arts Electronica Festival in Linz treated the intelligent sex doll like barbarians and added that two fingers were broken in the melee. Some men like having sex with robots, is what the caption says. The people mounted Samantha's breasts, her legs, and arms. Sergey said two fingers were broken. She was heavily soiled. Sergey added that the robot had to be sent back in a parcel to Barcelona for repairs and cleaning after being left so filthy and broken by the never-ending male attention. But said Samantha can endure a lot. She will pull through. Samantha is a sex doll that reacts intelligently to touch, talks, and moans. There's an increasing demand for the divisive products. And here's a picture of someone grabbing tits and says, are they real? Many think the dolls will prove to be a tool for good. Others think they spell the end of humanity. David Levy, author of Love and Sex with Robots, wrote, this coming wave of sex robots will be human-like in appearance and size. They will have human-like genitals, and they will allow intercourse according to their owner's sexual orientation and taste. So it's Blade Runner.
It's Blade Runner.
It's basically Blade Runner. I can't wait to watch that porno. Silence.
Silence. Congratulations, Lisa Levy.
Yeah.
Miss Subway 2017. Lisa Levy has a show on this station called Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. And she entered the Miss Subway 2017. And she won.
Yeah, and they just brought that back after years of not doing it.
Yeah, it's like from the 40s to the 70s. Might have been 1944 to 1976.
Was it 70, not 67 or something? I thought it was the 60s. Who knows?
I know. It's number.
I know this. Numbers.
It's numbers.
How many inches was the penis at the top of the show?
4.
That's right. 5
you on a good 4
day.
To 5. I said definitely 4. What is it with me in numbers?
I don't know, Rain Man.
Fucking Rain Man.
Definitely 105.
4. There's definitely 4.
4.
Definitely 4. Coming up October 4th, Charity Pizza Fest.
What?
Yes. Go to one. It's at 155 Sullivan Street, and bunches of pizza places are taking place are taking part in this. It's a church that's hosting the event, or the space is there, and you go and you can get up to 10 different selections for $1 a piece. They're probably not full size slices. Fuck you, don't expect them to be. If you want to eat 10 full fucking slices of pie, then you know, get ready to be on my 600-pound life. This goes to
or
charity.
Fat animal show.
If you want to bring your dog, it's what is it called? My fat big animals. Fat pet makeover.
So wrong.
No, it's not. It's so good. It's so good.
Maybe.
So yeah, you can sample all of these wonderful pizzas
and it goes to charity.
Yeah. What's the charity?
I forget.
Pizza Man. The Pizza Man charity.
I don't remember. It's not a number.
Yeah. Good point.
Alabama.
What about it?
Alabama.
Uh-huh.
If you live in Alabama and you're a Democrat, you better fucking vote against this Roy Moore motherfucker who he's like crazy anti-gay.
Oh.
Crazy, like a crazy person.
Is this the you can discriminate against people thing, or did that already happen?
That already happened.
That's a Trump thing.
Google Roy Moore. Like this is a race to be aware of. This is something you really need to. We cannot have this guy in Alabama. I don't know why I have to say it like that. I do know.
Louisiana.
I do know. Forrest Gump.
Alabama.
When he's confronting the guy that wants to take Jeannie.
Go back to Alabama.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
That's why I say it like that.
Yeah.
So if you're in Alabama. Or if you have friends in Alabama. Please, we can't have this guy in the Senate, this Roy Moore dude.
This fucking guy. Yeah.
5 minutes left. Here's what we didn't get to in my notes. Everyone is taking a knee.
It is true.
It's true.
Everyone is.
Everyone's taking a knee.
Yeah. It's like becoming trendy. And then people who supported Trump are suddenly taking knees. And I think that's photo ops from what I'm hearing.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's taking a knee.
Yeah.
Ever since Trump said, get those son of a bitches off the field and fire them. They're like, you know what? I think I want to take a knee.
Yeah. Even the person singing the national anthem.
The person singing took a knee.
On a knee, yeah. I like that. Some people are like, why didn't they just not do that? Why didn't they just not take the gig? I'm like, no, this is more impactful.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Alabama!
Alabama
and go back to Alabama. What else didn't we get to?
Rats.
Like the ones you just encountered? Because we did touch on it.
I saw a rat in this little garden by my building.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
A little garden rat.
A little garden rat. There were these lovely women, by the way, on the subway when I was coming to the show, and they were getting off at Myrtle Avenue. There were three
Myrtle.
Women. Yes, they were getting off at Myrtle Avenue. They had the most wonderful British accents. I wanted to sniff their panties.
Did you sniff their panties?
I wanted to sniff their panties.
Well, did you ask politely? May I sniff your panties?
May I sniff your
knickers?
Panties?
May your I knickers? Sniff your knickers?
If I had said knickers, they might be, oh, you're like us. Okay, sure.
Sure, you can sniff
you
our
can
knickers.
Certainly sniff our knickers.
We're going to Knickerbocker.
So then I hear one in the courtyard of my building. I hear a rat. If you live in New
Not
York,
a British
you know
person,
what you know what they sound like.
They sound and like this, squeak, squeak.
So I see the super's wife getting in the elevator, and I said, "Hey, I just texted your husband that I heard a rat in the." And she goes, "Well, what can we do?" I really like the people that. I like the super. He's great. I like his wife. She's great. But what can you do?
You can do a lot.
You can do a lot.
It's like a protocol.
That is not what you're supposed to say. It's a fucking rat.
We had this parallel conversation. You were talking about the rats while I was telling you about Stormy.
Yes.
I now remember this story.
I know. You really had to talk about Stormy. I really had to talk about the rats. So we just decided. I was like, and there was a goddamn rat.
And then I said, I don't know what I was saying.
And so I told the super's wife about the rat.
And then I just looked at Stormy and I smiled.
And I said, well, get an exterminator, a specialist.
And then when we were done, I was like, hey, you want to come outside and watch me smoke?
See, it worked. you got to express yourself. Yeah. I got to express myself.
I don't know why people complain. It worked.
Folks, please give to Planned Parenthood after you give to us.
Yeah.
Give to the ACLU.
After you give to us.
Give to the Red Cross.
After you give to us.
Stay tuned for Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel.
After
you give to us.
Yeah.
If you want to hear past episodes of Ass Radio.
After you give to us.
Go to faceboy.com.
Yeah.
Man dressed as Coke bottle robs restaurant.
Yeah, what is that? Is that one of these?
Yeah, see how much we get to.
Yeah, we get to nearly nothing. I like it. It's going to be 2 minutes of the outro music when we could be talking.
It's funny, though.
What is?
A guy dressed as a Coke bottle to rob a restaurant.
Real inconspicuous.
The Nokia 3310 phone is a good vibrator and only costs $20.
Is that
true?
It's
an old phone. Yeah. It was tested by a woman.
So did she test all the phones?
No.
Oh my God, this is a video of a man robbing a place in a Coke outfit. That's amazing. Did you see the people having sex in a Pizza Hut?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I sent you those links.
Yeah.
I didn't get to them.
Thank you, Face Girl.
Moving so smoothly. Thank you, Face Boy.
Thank all of you for making us number one on the station.
Yeah.
Tune in each and every Saturday at 7 p.m.
After you give to us.
For Art Star C Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. This is really a Coke can. Like, he's a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, is he getting away with it?
Yeah, he did.